China imprisons Uyghur women for crying over jailed husband. By John Hayward on April 8, 2021. The wife of an imprisoned Uyghur taxi driver was herself arrested and sentenced to at least 3 years in prison for weeping while she told her story to a foreigner during a bus ride. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has been working hard to conceal the oppression of the Uyghurs from outsiders. Radio Free Asia, RFA, reported Wednesday that Munira Mumtili's husband Shirley was arrested in 2018 and sentenced to 200 months in jail in May 2019 because he accepted a religious figure as a passenger and allegedly received illegal religious education from him. The Uyghurs are predominantly Muslim. Shirley Mumtili's mother is also reportedly in prison, serving a 10-year sentence for moving her household from one county to another, presumably without the necessary official permission. According to RFA's sources, Munira Mumtili, left alone to care for the couple's 2-4-year-old children, drew the attention of officials in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, XUAR, when she asked the police for permission to hold a video chat with her husband, who is imprisoned in a different city. When the police refused her request, the heartbroken Munira took a bus ride home and wound up telling her story to her seatmate, a businesswoman from Kyrgyzstan, which borders on the Zwar. Munira burst into tears, drawing a sharp reprimand from the bus driver to avoid upsetting the mood of foreign guests. The bus driver turned Munira into the police, who reportedly showed up at her home the next day, threw a black bag over her head, dragged her down to the station, and charged her with revealing state secrets. The authorities described her as a subversive agent working masterfully to undermine the Chinese state. A month later, the police ominously returned to the Mumtili home to collect all of her clothing, and later they sealed the door to the residence. Her neighbors assume she has been taken to one of the Zwar's infamous concentration camps. But according to RFA, no one dared to ask about her case lest they themselves be targeted. Visitors to the Zwar have reported seeing entire residential complexes and entire towns sealed in the same manner after the residents were herded into concentration camps. One local source told RFA he heard rumors Munira could be jailed for up to 10 years. Local officials refused to discuss her case, or those of her husband and mother-in-law, with RFA beyond confirming she has been jailed and insisting the sentence is only for 3 years. The Mumtili children were reportedly placed in the care of Shirley's father, who was arrested at the same time as his mother but released after spending over a year in the camps. Uyghurs in Australia were outraged on Wednesday when the Chinese embassy in Canberra held a press conference to debut a series of propaganda films about the Zwar unsubtly entitled Xinjiang is a Wonderful Land. The films used Uyghurs to deny all of the human rights complaints leveled at China, which Chinese officials said were based on fake news and misinformation. Australian Uyghur residents, some of whom have spent time in the camps or been forcibly separated from their families, like Munira and Shirley Mumtili have, reacted with shock and anger to the Chinese embassy presentation. I call on the Australian government and the public to be shamed for allowing the Chinese government to have such a big platform in a democratic country to spread its political agenda, said East Turkestan Australian Association President Nur Mohammad Majid, who said he personally has at least 20 relatives imprisoned in the Xinjiang camps. Several Uyghur women who fled Xinjiang told The Atlantic on Thursday their imprisoned husbands and other family members are used as leverage against them by the Chinese government, and they feared Beijing's growing power is making formerly supportive nations such as Turkey more reluctant to grant Uyghurs asylum.